It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. You know what that means. Time once again for our wine chat with Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine Saturday?
Boy, fine is right, Ted. I'm doing well. I hope you are as well, and the entire family and all the good folks at Haskell's. I'm looking at this forecast, and I thought, is this really September? Almost October, and we're going to be in the 80s or close to it pretty much the rest of the week.
It is truly something. I mean, you just, of course, that's Minnesota for you. You get a little bit of everything, and then we'll count our blessings because, you know, the snow will come, and then we'll look back at these days and miss them.
That's right. The other shoe always drops. What can we chat about today, Ted?
Well, you know, what we're going to talk about, one thing today is going on in the state of Minnesota, which is, historically one of my father's favorite weekends is the Minnesota waterfowl or duck opener. And it is just a great thing to do. It was one of his favorite things where he'd have multi-generations with his grandchildren around and his sons, even his brothers around. And we would go off and go duck hunting. And then, you know, you'd have friends and just a great gathering. And anytime you have those kind of openers, it's always a fantastic way to get people together. You'd sit around and yes, you go out and do all your hunting and do all that. You know, duck hunters maybe are definitely a special breed because, you know, not to take anything away from a pheasant hunter or even the deer hunters, but, you know, duck hunters have to get up a little bit earlier than most, and then you have to put your boat in, and then you have to go to find your slough, and then you put the decoys out, and then you kind of sit and wait. Usually, this is definitely a bluebird day. This is not the most conducive for duck hunting, and usually duck hunting, you want to kind of rainy, kind of crummy day because it brings the ducks a little bit lower and they're a little bit easier to shoot. But it's just one of those special occasions in the state of Minnesota, people getting together, whether they have a proper duck camp or all of a sudden they go in, and it's just people getting together and doing it and enjoying the bounties that Minnesota has. And it's always fun because we would get together and again, you'd slay a few ducks, but if you didn't, that's what a grocery store was for. But the better part about it was camaraderie, and then you have a little libation at the end of your hunt where you sit down and maybe you roasted that duck, and then you would serve some good wines with it. So the wines we're talking about, you know, similar to what is going on. I mean, this week will be a little bit of a change since it's 80s and all that type of stuff. But what we're talking about a little bit with the wine is how you want to change your wines with the seasons. Much the way you change your wardrobe where you have to put your shorts away in a different box and you pull the sweaters out, things like that. You kind of want to do the same thing with your wine selections this time of the year as far as, you know, you got to change some things. If you don't, you know, if you like your Pinot Grigio, you can drink it year round. But I'm just saying those white wines like that, you probably want to migrate to a wine that's a little bit heavier than, say, a Pinot Grigio or a Chardonnay. Those are so fantastic, and you can enjoy some of those, you know, in the next couple days because it's going to be so warm. But you also might want to migrate away from those wines and kind of go into a heavier wine like a Chardonnay. Chardonnay is the most abundantly planted white grape varietal throughout the world. No matter where you are in the world, there's probably some Chardonnay planted around. And it's a delicious grape varietal. Originally, it came out of the Burgundy Valley, and it spread throughout the entire world. But a Chardonnay is a wonderful white wine to have in this kind of this fall time where there's a little bit of crispness in the air. It takes a chill, but you really don't have to chill a Chardonnay too much. I kind of like my Chardonnays, call it at like a cellar temperature, which is, you know, about, let's say, maybe 63 degrees. You can still taste them and enjoy them, but they're a little bit heavier, a little bit fleshier. You know, Pinot Grigios or Sauvignon Blancs are real light, crisp, acidic kind of wines, but then with the Chardonnay, there's a little bit of heft to it, a little bit more body. One Chardonnay that I like, I can't believe we've been dealing with this particular outfit for almost 20 years, is called Boss Family. It comes from Sonoma, and Sonoma is just a great climate for Chardonnay because it's so cool at night, you know, kind of the way it's cool right now, and then the fog rolls in. It's a little bit heavier skin grape, in Sonoma, doesn't get as hot as it does over in Napa Valley. So it's a little bit more conducive for growing Chardonnay. But the Boss Family is just terrific. Wonderful vanilla notes to it. Really, really enjoyable wine where it's very pleasurable. to have, especially on a cooler night where you want something with a little bit more body, a little bit more heft to it, because it just it goes with the season, so to speak. It's just a little bit heavier and things like that. Also, if you're switching your reds around, you probably want to move away from the softer Merlots and maybe even the light Valpolicellas, and you're kind of moving into something a little bit bigger and heavier, like a Cabernet. Now, Cabernet, again, that's the most abundantly planted red varietal throughout the world, but you really enjoyable, great one is this new one we picked up in the last 4 or 5 years called Paso de Robles, and that comes from the Paso Robles region, which is kind of a hot spot right now for Cabernet because the prices are about half again what Napa Valley cabs are, and the area has some terrific climate to really grow those Cabernet grapes, because it's definitely hot in the evening or during the day, but at night it's pretty cool, and that's a thick skin grape like a Cabernet like that, just truly enjoyable. It's just rich and redolent with flavor, a wonderful, great bottle of wine, especially if you're having some of this, if you are knowing some people that maybe harvested a duck or even in a few weeks or whatnot, deer and things like that. It's a rich one, but it's not an over-the-top huge Cabernet. There's good structure to it. The astringency, because sometimes Cabernets have a little bit of this astringent flavor characteristic to it, and it's just natural to the Cabernet grape, is once you swallow it, you kind of feel the back of your tongue sort of pucker up and curl up. And this one doesn't have as much of that, so it's still approachable. So, it's not, we don't have to hunker down and get our parkas out because it isn't that cold yet, but it's a nice, approachable wine. But you could also jump into something interesting, Syrahs. Now, a Syrah, again, came from the south portion of France, but you see Syrahs all around. But we just found this one called Gaida, G-A-Y-D-A. Gaida Syrah. They also make a Viognier. It comes from the south of France, all throughout the Languedoc region. But so since they come from multi regions, they just call it a wine of the country, of Pays-d'Oc. But it's 100% Syrah. And this one, boy, I mean to tell you, this, if someone in our family harvests some ducks today, this is going to be the guy that we're going to serve that with. It's a rich, full-flavored wine, has a little bit of spice to it, even a pepperiness to it on the finish. Just enjoyable. And for the listeners today, what we're going to do, we got this in only about a week ago, and we were going to put it on our fall sale for a buy one, get one, Denny. But what we're going to do for the listeners is we're turning that on a week early for any of the listeners. So if you come in and want to try the Gaida Syrah or the Gaida Viognier, it's a buy one, get one right now. And I think it starts at maybe about $16-$17 a bottle, and then you get the second one free. So it's a great way to stock up. So just for the listeners, you can swing in today or anytime this week and kind of you get a little preview of this great little fun wine. It has an interesting label to it. It's kind of unique, but the Syrah especially, very full, very rich wine, and it's, fantastic for this fall time, especially when you're kind of getting into more dishes like, beef stews and things like that. It goes well with that because it's a nice, meaty one. There's also another little fun one. We always be remiss. You got to throw in the American weed to talk about that, and that's Zinfandel. We have a great one called Windstorm, fun little package. It has a little tornado kind of symbol on the cover, but, Zinfandel, again, people never really knew its history and where it was from. They always thought it was our indigenous grape varietal. Now you found out through DNA and all that kind of stuff they do in the lab that you found out it actually is called Primitivo, and it comes from the southern portion of Italy, where, the Italian migrants came to California and planted those grapes up and throughout the hills. And again, people kind of forgot that they transported those over, but really rich, full, zippy wine. And this Windstorm Zinfandel is fantastic for that. And again, it's a fuller flavor one. But the nice thing about it, rich, rich, strong flavors, kind of black cherry notes. But again, on the finish, kind of once you swallow it, it's that wonderful little peppery finish to it, just a nice little spritz to it. But again, it's in the cool nights that we'll be having, it's a great one to have. And I kind of joke with some people, this is kind of your fire pit wine, where you're outside, maybe you're bundled up, you have a nice fire pit going, You know, kids are going to be doing the s'mores and that. The adults need a little something. And then Zinfandel would just hit the mark for doing something like that, just right on the spot, because it's, you know, it sticks to your ribs, so to speak, as you're drinking it outside. A little bit of that cool air, but then the warmth from the fire and a little bit of nip of that Windstorm Zinfandel. You know, everything's good, God's green earth. I mean, it's just a special time. We've talked about in the past, Danny, about how great fall is in this state of Minnesota. I think that's why we suffer through so much winter, just so we can enjoy the fall.
Yes, I agree. This really is my favorite time of the year. And that Zin sounds marvelous, not only for this time of year, but I'm thinking about all the rich, maybe sometimes spicy foods, kind of hearty stuff. I mean, I could taste that right now.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm painting a picture for that. But, you know, it does go well with that richer, heavier food, or even, you know, we could even have you substitute that Malbec for a Zinfandel when you do those ribs, Denny.
Oh, I tell you, I've often and would still do that to this day. I mean, nothing against Malbec. I don't want to go against that, but it's something I have reached for years before the Malbec came on the scene. These are great deals, especially with the buy one, get one. That's fantastic.
Well, you know, we try to take care of our viewers out there and listeners. So if they, again, for that Gaita Era and the Gaita Viognier, if you want to try it, it was supposed to start in about a week, but we're letting everybody have a little early access to the Gaita Syrah because we think it's just such a fantastic wine and such a great little value as well.
Absolutely.
And there's a place, Denny, that you can grab all that stuff.
Well, tell me where.
Make this one. Yeah, that's right. We might not be able to shoot the duck for you, but we could make it a special occasion with that. There's Hastels all throughout the metro area to take care of any of your needs, whether it's spring, fall, or this, you know, this odd summer that we have, this late summer. And there's Hastels in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. There's a Hastels in Ridgedale Shopping Center right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. We have a Hastels in St. Paul in Highland Village. Hastels in Bloomington. There's a Hastels right in downtown Excelsior if you're enjoying the lake one last time. There's a Hastels White Bear Lake. We have a Hastels out in Stillwater if you want to see the colors on the river. If you're down south, stop by Hastels Faribault. There's also a Hastels in Plymouth. And then if you're on your way up north, stop by the Hastels in Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen. And if you can't do any of that, please stop by Hastels.com 24/7. Place your order and we'll take care of you and we'll even deliver it for you.
Oh, I know that well. And a listener wants to know, again, what is the name of that Zin?
Well, the Zinfandel is called Windstorm.
Windstorm.
Windstorm is the Zinfandel. Now, that one is just on sale, but the Gaita is the one that we have a little deal on. But it's Windstorm Zinfandel.
Hey, I suggest get both. Why not? All right. Ted, thanks so much. Always fun. Let's do this again next week.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Ted Farrell from Haskell.